Dissentelcast. Hello, and welcome to Kiss and Tell Cast number 14.
Yep.
Mari, I'm going to give up on looking to you for any kind of excitement.
Anytime,
whatever.
Anytime you tell me what episode it is, I just say yup.
You just say yes.
Can we have like a montage of that for the next episode? Yup.
I don't know. We could do maybe some kind of montage of all the times you say I don't care or whatever.
can I have a soundboard?
Yeah, we can make a little Mari soundboard. This is episode 14, and what's going on? You went to Portland over the weekend. You did some comic-y stuff. You hung out with pirates.
Yeah, there were some pirates at the diner I was at. First, they checked our IDs to get into this diner.
Okay.
And then we sat down. And they said, "What do you want?" And we said, "Could we get some menus, please?"
Okay. Are you sure this was a diner?
Yeah, we were really scared. Yeah. There was no one else around except for a guy with a real mullet.
Okay.
Not an ironic like Portland maybe hipster mullet.
Okay.
It was just. This is the guy. Yeah. It was weird. We were scared, but we were hungry. And then I got the worst chips and salsa I've ever had.
That's what you ordered from?
Well, the only thing I can eat during conventions is French fries and salad.
Okay.
And I didn't want salad. And I had been eating French fries all day.
So you're in Portland, which is, I think, has been voted a number of times the most veg-friendly city in the world.
Well, the problem is that we had a car and all these like obligations to go to parties and things like that. So we couldn't really like,
good.
Yeah. And I was traveling with non-vegan, so it was his car. So,
oh, Mari, next time just steal the car.
Yeah. But we did eat at Backspace once and that they had a really good sandwich and really good beer.
But I like Backspace.
Yeah.
I like that whole little area.
Yeah. They were nice.
Yeah. We got some feedback here in the Corey Schmitz Memorial feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to just plow right in.
Plow into his bag, please.
Yeah, I'm going to plow in here. Weird dick girl here, which is a moniker I can get behind. I think that's a good choice.
Yeah.
I was pretty high. I was still high when I wrote in. Does that mean, do you think she wrote in just immediately after
it happened? So.
Like, still walked out of the room and closed the door and then just took out her iPhone? She didn't even wait. I like that. If that's the case, I fully endorse that, you guys. If you're out there on the field, that's when we're going to get the best information. That's when we're going to get the freshest recollection. So please just let us know immediately after anything. Like
high or drunk.
Yeah, anything. Or anything you're doing that could be considered a secret. Like if you're in the act of having sex and you want to tell us about it, just as soon as you're finished.
Yeah.
Maybe even while you're doing it, get your phone out, get your address book open, get all that stuff ready while you're,
We've talked about having a number people could call, but that would be too much work to transcribe it. And Google Voice does not do a very good job.
Moving on, excuse me. I was still high when I wrote in, and I think partly I really didn't want to be there, and the dick was the last straw. I've seen plenty of dicks in my day. What with the internet's and promiscuity, I guess, too. But he was uncut, and his foreskin stretched off his dick for, like, 2 inches. I've been with uncut dudes, but this just caught me off guard. If you've ever seen someone put a pantyhose on their head and the leg part hangs off of their head for ways and looks kind of gross, that was this bro's dick. Man, I'm telling you guys, it was weird. So what she's worried about is it's the weird foreskin. That really bothered her.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on foreskin, Mari?
Well, I am uncut.
Okay.
I am not the director's cut. I am uncut.
Okay. How do you feel about your foreskin?
I'm fine with it.
How far does it hang off your body?
It's about 2 or 3 inches.
It doesn't just dangle.
No, that does seem like a lot, but and I think even proportionally, that's a lot. Like even if you have like a 12-inch.
Sure.
I almost said mongoose, but that's mongoose. I was thinking of snakes and different
that's the
synonyms
opposite.
Of mongoose.
Okay. I am cut, and I wish I wasn't. I feel like I should have been consulted on that decision.
Yeah, they didn't really...
Nobody asked me.
No.
And I'm a little bit upset about that.
Mm-hmm. You're going to yell at your parents?
I don't know. Well, you know, it's a little... No use crying over spilled foreskins.
I think there are surgeries...
That can do something about it?
Yeah.
Maybe I could get a prosthesis, some kind of prosthetic.
I think
foreskin.
They take skin from your butt and then put it in.
No, I don't know. You know, foreskins is a tricky thing.
Well, I think the problem here was that he wasn't erect, maybe.
Is that what it was? Well, but it's still there. I mean, it's still...
Yeah, but it's not going to still hang 2 inches from the
no,
tip
of course. Right. So it's her fault, you're saying, that she didn't have him erect before he was...
Do you think he
was erect and still had 2 inches?
I hope not.
Because that, who knows what the situation is.
I don't want to give this guy a weird complex.
No, I don't either. I have foreskin envy. I wish I had foreskin. The Bible's full of foreskin. It loves it. Everybody's chopping it off. I wish that had not become a tradition. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't like it.
It is considered genital mutilation.
Yeah,
some people.
I've been mutilated.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Hate it. I hide my shame.
I honestly don't know much about the topic. I haven't like investigated it at all because I don't really care.
You don't have to. You're on Easy Street. You got all your parts. Nobody severed part of your body while you were an infant.
But some girls are like, oh, you're not, you have your foreskin? That's gross. I don't know.
Whatever. They've got their clitoral hood.
Yeah. Well, no one that I've met, but you know, people out there.
Ladies.
Sometimes consider it strange.
Foreskin, don't. Everybody, get it out of your head right now that you got to chop parts of babies' penises off. Can we just get past that?
Yeah, I don't care.
Whatever. If you have a son, what are you going to do, Maury?
I'm not going to have a son.
Do you have a daughter?
What are you I have a daughter. Her? Well, yeah, it's going to be a girl, Scott. Okay, I know.
I'm sorry. Listen, go. I don't know what to say to you. If it freaked you out, it sounds like there were lots of things that you weren't really feeling. But foreskin's your friend. Don't be, ladies. Don't hate on foreskins.
I cannot. I don't like talking about this right now. I'm just imagining it.
Ugh, poor so kid. Gross. God.
Well, no, not a kid. Like an adult. Like, yeah, kids. Anybody. That's, I'm sorry about that.
At least
that,
you're an adult and you can be, you're part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like chopping off any parts, really. Yeah. But particularly wiener parts are not something you want to do.
Yes.
Take a knife to.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop that.
Did they use a knife on you? It's like a kitchen knife.
Okay, we can't. No more. We're done with this.
Maybe I should watch a video.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I shouldn't. No. Okay.
No.
Let's move on, please.
Okay, speaking of cutting things off.
Okay.
That's an awkward segue. I wish your cutoff age wasn't 22, Scott. Make it 21. I think you are adorable, and I love your wit and artwork. Nice jobs, guys. Mario, you're included in that. Love the podcast. Winky bracket smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. Computer smileys that have noses are ugly.
I don't know how old this person is. I'm going to guess 21. But the fact that they call them computer smileys...
Makes them sound 60.
Throws 60 or like 6.
6?
Computer smileys? They're emoticons.
Well, I don't know. In my back in my day, we called them smileys. Emoticon didn't come until later.
Yeah, but either way. Okay, smiley... Or emoticon, but not computer smiley.
Computer smileys. I don't know what to think about this. You know, she compliments me, and then she stabs me in the back, saying that I've come out being in favor of nose smileys.
Yeah, but they're ugly. They're stupid. They look like weird Voldemort noses.
This looks like a freak little frog face with no...
That's fine.
All right. Well, thank you for writing in. As far as the cutoff age, whatever.
It's the gentleman's rule, right?
It's the I know it is the standard creepiness rule, but
yeah,
we can meet in a few years, sure. Yeah. If you're super great and awesome, I probably won't care.
What does that mean?
Well, like I mean, I would probably see past the 21-ness.
Oh yeah, why don't you be more cool person? Yeah,
why don't you just be great, and then everything will be fine.
Obviously.
Moving on in the old feedback, twin guy here again. So I think that we both. We jumped to conclusions.
Which is, I think that's fine. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we try hard to be pretty unbiased gender-wise and gender neutral unless there's cues. But I think we assumed that in the twin situation that it was a lady. And for that, I apologize.
There's just something about it that we both interpreted as a female writer.
And I apologize for that, for making that assumption. Mm-hmm. Twin guy here again. I didn't ask to sleep with his twin, but while my boyfriend was away, his twin and I made out. When I told my BF, he said that it was fine and I could totes have sex with him if I wanted to. I don't think he meant as a threesome, but on separate occasions, they have both said that they would be comfortable in a threesome with each other. It seems a little incestuous, so I don't know if I want to encourage that, but I would love to be the meat in their sandwich. Also, they're pretty easy to tell apart, although they have played a few pranks on me before. What is this? How would you describe this?
That's face? I don't know which. It's one of those constipated looking faces.
Yeah. So, Mari, here's the info we were thirsting for.
Yeah.
We've got that information we needed.
Uh-huh.
What is your take now?
That's not a little incestuous.
It's actually just fully incestuous.
That's a straight up.
No, hardcore. No, wait. Is it? Because they're not coming into direct contact. It's like there's an adapter in the middle that they're both plugging into.
That's still sex. You know?
They're still touching by the proxy.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. It's like a threesome isn't not
you don't
sex.
Think of that it's like teamwork, like it's a job they're setting out to do together, like let's do this, brother, high five.
I don't think this is like incest is a sticky wicket.
So when there's two dudes and one lady, or there's two ladies and one dude,
uh-huh.
You think that they're having sex too?
I would say so.
Okay. Even if they're
it's not
really,
like they're not removed from the
No, no, the but situation. Even if they're not stimulating each other. They're there to stimulate the third party.
I still think it falls under the incestuous umbrella.
Okay. Well, yes, you're naked in bed with him.
But I don't think it's inherently wrong.
But Mari, he wants to be the meat in their sandwich.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do that? Why would you not do that? This seems like...
If they're both totes, okay. Sure, why not? I don't care.
Also, that means for the rest of your life, you get to say you've done it with twins.
Yeah.
That's a merit badge.
That's a beer commercial right there.
Yeah, it is. It's a high-ranking merit badge beer commercial that is very difficult to get.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're straight or gay. A meat sandwich.
Yeah, you're doing okay. No, I don't know. If that's something you're into, maybe... If you think it can be pulled off... I don't know. I mean, of course the more careful answer is that you should really be sure that it's okay with the fellas, with the bros.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if it can work out and everybody's happy and everybody enjoys it, I think you can be the meat in their sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. That's how twins are like clones, right? They don't really.
They're basically clones. They have the same feelings.
Uh huh.
So it's.
I think also when you have sex with one twin, the other twin feels it at the same time. So that you've been doing it this whole time, actually.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
They have weird powers.
Hmm. Moving on. Have you guys ever considered that multiple secrets unrelated to each other could be from the same listeners? I was thinking about that while listening today and wondered about the possibility.
The answer is yes. I'm like extremely confident that we have multiple.
I think that all of these are from one person. Maybe two tops, one male and one female,
I guess. And they're all bisexual and just yeah. have all this crazy yeah. and they're married and divorced.
It's a crazy life these people are leading. I don't know. We actually, I know it's true for me, and I think we've talked about it a little bit, but we enjoy kind of trying to imagine who's.
Yeah, I know you do. You always think it's the same person.
No, well, sometimes it has been. Sometimes I've been right.
No, I mean, within like the same episode, sometimes you're like, person. Do you think?
Okay.
And you get really excited.
You always think that it's someone writing about you.
that's where I jump to.
I think it's entirely possible. I mean, yeah. We don't have the biggest listener base in the world. And it seems like if there's a person out there who's done one crazy thing, it's likely they'll do some other mm-hmm. crazy things. I think Butter Sprinkles Handjob Guy is a great example of that because he was also Pikachu Mask Guy, also Panda Express Guy. So, I mean, right there, there were three amazing.
I want him back.
I know.
What's he doing right now?
Probably something incredible.
Oh, gosh.
He's probably on the space station or something, and that's why he hasn't written in. He hasn't written in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he's okay. I hope he hasn't forgotten about us. I miss him.
His legacy.
I know. It lives on. The next one is full of swears.
Okay.
And Mari, you're going to handle this one for me?
Yep.
It's kind of your fault that we got this.
Yeah. Clicking on the star-nosed mole link on your page freaked me the fuck out. Put a warning next to shit like that the next time. I hate you all.
So for those of you that may not recall, Mari... When we were trying to imagine the weird dick that was just covered, Mare in his imagination took it to a place where maybe that person's dick looked like a star-nosed mole,
mm-hmm.
which is probably one of the creepier looking mammals.
They're creepy.
Well, they're pretty creepy looking. And when you imagine one emerging from someone's pants uh-huh. and sort of blindly groping for you and seeking you out, it can be a traumatizing experience.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of earthworms.
Yeah, just growing off its snoot. It is a little gross. I Actually, that wasn't originally in the show notes. I went back and added that.
Yeah.
Just because I thought
just it was, for them.
Yeah, maybe people wouldn't know it. I don't know what to do. I mean, we got a strong reaction here. They hate us, Mari, for this.
They hate all of us.
Do you think I can I tell you that my temptation is was now in the show notes to always add some seemingly innocuous link that links to something truly terrifying?
Yeah, that seems fine.
So here's an example.
Okay.
I might mention, you know, a book or a movie or something,
uh-huh,
and then link to a circumcision video.
Oh God, please do not do that. Oh no.
Because
no.
Do you no. not want me to do that because you might fall for it as well?
Yeah. No, I don't look at the show notes.
Okay, yeah. Mariah doesn't even listen to the show, as it turns
not
out.
Anymore.
Not anymore.
I've just been jamming out. I've been watching lots of Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished
don't have time for your show. And finally, in the feedback, we got another Mari secret. So if you recall a few episodes ago, Mari was having trouble. He wanted a little help out from his friends to bring in some Mari secrets.
Yeah, just a little help from my friends.
He wanted a little help from his friends. So this one's a little lengthy, but I'm going to breeze through it because I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
This is a terrible secret. It made me feel terrible and will probably make Mari feel terrible as well. I've never told him this before, but this has always made me feel guilty. Mari, are you prepared?
Yeah, I already read it.
Okay. Mari and I got to be good friends in high school, and we hung out a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
There was more than one instance when people thought we were going out. Someone came up to me and asked me that once, and my first reaction was laughter, and then hell no. We were good friends, and he wasn't my type, and that's all, so that's why I laughed. But I think this person took my laughter to mean something else. They said, oh, okay, yeah. I was going to say that I wasn't going to say anything, but you can totally do better. Ha ha. Awkward laughter from me. I felt so bad afterwards. The conversation ended right there, but I've always regretted not saying like, dude, he's a good guy, or that's not very nice. I never brought it up with this person again because it seemed to be weird. Like, hey, take that back from that one time. Anyway, I've been sorry. I never stood up for you, Mari.
And then it's a colon forward slash.
Yeah. Kind of a face.
Yeah.
Mari, how do you feel about this?
I'm pretty sure this is my friend David.
Okay.
So this is a bromance,
mm-hmm,
whatever you want to call it. Yeah, everyone thought, not everyone, lots and lots and lots of people thought I was gay when I was in high school. And I'm sure tons of people,
still to this day.
I know
day.
People think that,
okay,
that now still. And I guess partially because David was gay is okay. Why this person thought it specifically. David was gay. David is gay.
To this day.
I'm assuming this is who it is.
Okay.
Judging by the way he wrote it.
Sure. Why didn't David stand up for you, Mari?
I think it's one of those things where you just don't have the chance.
I don't think David should feel bad.
Yeah, of course not.
He wasn't being a jerko. Who's this jerko? Who's this jerko out there that thought you could do better than Mari Adomo?
I want to know who the jerko is.
Do you think that if this is your friend that he will tell you who this jerko is?
Yes, please. Yeah, I'd like to know.
Rub it in their face. Look at me now.
No, I mean, I'm just curious.
Okay.
I don't want to start a vendetta against this person, but I just want to know.
Well, I do want to start a vendetta against
them. That's fine with me.
Okay.
But the part about you can totally do better is you probably could because by
gay man standards,
gay standards, I was not put together. I'm not good at grooming myself still. I'm a mess in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And yeah, David has and... You know, he
could
do
so much better.
He does better, yeah.
Are we ready to roll on to some secrets?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Okay, let's do this. Let's crank through these.
I have ran through so many scenarios of intruders, possibly armed, invading my house, and what I would do in any possible place in my house. I honestly don't think there are any places I've missed.
So this guy's got a full Home Alone arsenal worked out. He's ready. Yeah, anywhere.
He's got buckets on doors and strings attached to everything and a remote
irons,
control.
Waffle irons, yeah. Everything. So I was thinking of different areas in the house. It seems like the kitchen you're pretty covered.
Lots of knives.
There's
pots
there's,
and pans.
There's pot lids to use as shields,
mm-hmm,
maybe as makeshift armor, maybe as a helmet.
I don't think you can just throw a bunch of plates and bowls on you and call it armor.
No, I think you hear you know, you're in the kitchen. It's late at night. You hear glass break in the living room.
Uh-huh.
Here's the steps. First thing you obviously want to do is slide a cookie sheet up under your shirt.
No, but then you're not as agile.
Cookie sheets are very thin. They're very light. And it's going to give
you... But
it's going to give you the core protection you need.
Are you wearing a skin-tight shirt in this?
Yeah, you just slide it up there. Always. Always. You slide that up there. And if you Mark, if you're not wearing a shirt, you just wrap some aluminum foil around you a few times to keep that in place. You're gonna want to throw the crock pot on your head, obviously. You're gonna take the
Sure it's empty.
Make sure it's you don't have time. I don't know if you have time to mess with that.
But a crock pot?
Or just a big pot. You need a big pot.
What about the ability to see? Is that important?
Okay, so maybe a strainer, like a metal strainer that's a mesh.
It's kind of chainmail. Okay, I can see that.
You're going to want to grab the lid to the largest pan, I think, to use as a shield.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to want to grab a weapon, just the biggest knife. Maybe, if you're going for lethal. I think there's other weapons you could use. For example, I could see if someone attacked you with a knife, a kitchen whisk, I think it'd be a useful weapon.
Oh, because, where it gets caught in the blade?
Yeah, you can use it to kind of catch the knife and defend yourself.
Interesting. I think a frying pan knife combo would be best for me.
That's your go-to is the frying pan knife combo.
Yeah,
I think that's not a bad combination. Because
it's a shield and it's a weapon.
I think I used to have this idea that I wanted to sculpt spaghetti into things. The idea being, you know, you start with your spaghetti, it's hard.
I just want to eat spaghetti.
You cook your spaghetti, and then if you leave it out long enough, it'll dry out again. But during that wet spaghetti phase, you can sculpt it. And I was wondering if I could make maybe some spaghetti chainmail. What I'm getting at here is I don't think you have to limit yourself. There's obviously the spur of the moment things, but I think there's if you have a little forethought and put a little planning into it, you could have some spaghetti chainmail ready in that kitchen for an attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems really practical.
I think that's pretty practical. So I think you're covered in the kitchen. That seems easy.
Okay.
What do you do when you're in the bathroom?
Plunger.
Plunger?
Yeah.
Go to for the plunger.
Or you could like rip the lid off of the toilet.
Where? Oh, that's not bad.
I don't know.
No, that seems good. That seems good. Do you think, okay, so that's the practical matters. But I think as anyone will tell you who's versed in combat, that kind of the psychological impact is also very important. So you're there, you've got your toilet seat shield, you've got your plunger kind of mace.
Well, I don't know how well the shield will work because you're holding it kind of awkwardly like a frisbee. Yeah,
I don't know. It could be difficult. What class of weapon would you put a plunger in? Is it like a club weapon? Just thinking in like a classic RPG kind of.
A club? Yeah, like kind of like a mace. Upgrades to like a hammer eventually. Yeah,
it's in the hammer class.
Yeah.
Do you think that it would be wise to maybe tie the shower curtain around your neck as a cape?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yes.
I think that's
yes, please.
Seems pretty wise.
Because shower curtains will repel harmful liquids, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you think about the bedroom? There's lots of pillows. You can pad yourself well for an impact from a blunt object. But I don't know. Is there a lot of opportunity for weapons? Seems like in the bedroom, you're more on the defensive.
For certain people, I think you can pull out a sex toy. And
do you think that could act as a weapon?
Oh, yeah, totally.
As a bludgeoning weapon or like a...
It's also, yeah, it's got some scare tactics in there, too. You know, if you run at someone with a dildo,
it's gonna, just wobbling it's around. Shock. It's gonna throw them off. Do you think that you could make... I guess this could work with both a vibrator or an electric toothbrush, but do you think you could fashion some deadly weapon by affixing something sharp to that? So you'd have like this
to the vibrating... Dildo?
Yeah, like a vibrating knife.
Something sharp. Maybe like, what do you have in a bedroom that's sharp?
I don't know. You might have to break the mirror or something to get some
Yikes.
Some mirror shards or
that would be very scary.
Yeah, you know, broken glass, like a dildo with broken glass sticking out of it.
Yeah, they would just run immediately.
Do you think? Okay, so we're thinking of the dildo in terms of if kind of a bludgeoning weapon, right? Picture this.
Yeah.
What if you got a dildo that had a good 8 or 9 inches of foreskin on it?
Okay.
And you can use that to swing it around.
Like a I can see that. Do they make special foreskin dildos?
I don't know. And now that I think about it, it seems like all of the sex toys I've seen are cut.
Hmm. That seems weird.
Yeah. So maybe that's something that
are we gonna start a business?
I don't know. It just seems like that you know, think a weird dick girl. Do you think she'd be complaining about 2 inches of foreskin if it saved her life?
2 inches. Hmm.
Probably you need, you know, a little more than that, but
well, you could also put it in a sock and wave it around.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we're getting a little off topic, but I think
this is healthy.
This person who's just imagining these scenarios.
Right.
I have a tendency to do this all the time. Like just have weird flights of like walking down the street. What do I do if a bus rolls up on the curb, or if I don't even know? Just,
oh yeah.
Just all these, your brain gets a little bored and you want to come up with something. I'm glad you're protecting yourself. I hope you've, I hope it never comes down to you having to engage with it with an armed intruder, but I'm glad you feel ready.
Yeah.
Do you feel ready for that, Mari?
For an intruder?
Yeah, just an intruder. My thought is that your house, they would not make it past the first hallway because they would trip and kill themselves on something.
They'd probably make a bunch of noise and then we would just yell at them or something.
They would, I can't, walking down your hallway in the dark.
Yeah.
It's a death trap.
Well, that's why you turn the lights on.
No, but he's an intruder. This intruder's not going to come in and turn the lights.
What's he doing?
Prowling around?
Does he have night vision?
I don't know. He's got a little mag light or something. I think your house is pretty
booby trapped.
I think you're safe. I think you're going to wake up in the morning and there's going to be a guy hanging from a net from your ceiling.
Why?
it just seems like that's
where did that net come from?
I don't even know, Mario. But there's lots of things in your hallway that I don't know that I.
There's just bikes and shoes and coats and recycling and garbage and a like piece of furniture with a bunch of Rock Band instruments in it.
Yeah.
And some tools.
That is not, there's nobody's going to get past that. Not even the greatest.
That's all.
Moving on, Mari, what do we got? Okay. Right. This one. Okay.
What?
Excuse me for interrupting. Astute listeners will notice that last week we accidentally only answered 9 questions.
What astute listeners?
Nobody. The astutest listener we have is Schmeet, and he didn't say a word. We accidentally only answered 9. It was a problem with Gmail. So this is the one that didn't make it last week, and we were pretty excited about it.
Yeah. My friends and I found what we thought was a dead body at Lake Tahoe a few years ago. It was a man near the bottom of a small cliff who was half in the water and half on the beach. We were all pretty high, so we were too scared to call the cops. We threw rocks and yelled, but he didn't move. We never really talked about it after we left, and I felt kind of guilty about it ever since.
Was it a dead body, Mari?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to split this into 2 questions.
Okay.
Was it a dead body before they threw rocks at it? Second question, was it a dead body after they threw rocks at it?
Why are they so dumb?
Would that be your reaction? Like, there's somebody, they might be hurt, they might be in trouble. Let's get some rocks.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why they didn't investigate further. Like, it's a small cliff. Maybe you can't climb down it, but there's got to be some way you can access this
body
lake area. Yeah.
And you could have placed an anonymous call to the cops or I feel like there's some way you could have handled it.
No.
We don't mean to come down on you so hard. I'm sure it was an upsetting thing, especially if you're high. It was
no, they're going to match those fingerprints on the rocks to those guys.
Yeah, they probably will. Actually, they probably matched those fingerprints when they found the body.
Uh-huh.
And they probably put 2 and 2 together and figured out it was the rocks that killed him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you have probably been a criminal on the lam for...
Yeah, you're on some sort of list.
Ever since this happened.
You're on a no beach list.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I think the government monitors our email submissions pretty stringently. So you're probably in prison by now.
They wait for things like this. This is a phone call, actually, that they got right before they...
This is what they're looking for. Marty, do you have any other thoughts on this? Does this ring any bells? Have you seen any dead bodies, Mari?
Is that a good thing
to talk about? I think I've seen a couple dead bodies.
Oh God. Is this like, what's that movie that everyone loves?
Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk about that for a minute because that's the crazy thing about that. Do you know who wrote that?
You did.
Stephen King.
Really?
Yeah. It's from a book called 4 Seasons.
Okay.
Do you know what else is from that? There's 4 stories in that book.
Okay, sure.
There's one for each season.
Okay.
The first one for spring. Shawshank Redemption, also written by Stephen King.
Uh-huh.
The third one, which I think the first section is Hope Springs Eternal. I think the third one is Fall from Innocence, and that is Stand By Me.
Okay.
So these two, what later excellent stories and became just masterful films.
Uh-huh.
The other 2 stories are insane.
What are they?
One of them was made into a movie. It's called
Toy Story.
Toy Story. That's right. Written by Stephen King.
Yay.
No, it's called Apt Pupil. And it's about this escaped Nazi war criminal that lives in suburban America and this kid who becomes his apprentice.
Uh-oh.
And it's. I was very surprised when that became a film.
Why did they do that?
I think they made a movie just because the other 2 became timeless classics. They thought, well.
Yeah, we're 2 for 2.
We're 2 for 2. We got to mine this a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Do not think that movie did well.
I've never heard of it.
Did not see that film. The final one. It's called The Breathing Method.
Yeah.
And it's about a woman of, if I remember, of kind of questionable repute. And she becomes pregnant and mm-hmm. she goes in for Lamaze lessons. And through some turn of events, she is decapitated. But even while headless, she gets her head chopped off. Maybe in a car accident.
Okay.
And then, but she continues her Lamaze with her head chopped off. It was kind of a one trick story.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it was not. So the book is
dumb.
Half very good. Half of that book is excellent.
So you've read it.
Yeah. The story that Stand By Me is based on is called The Body. Uh-huh. Very good. Kind of a lost innocence.
Anyway.
you want to keep on rolling?
Yeah, sure. When I was six, a bunch of other neighborhood boys show me where they would hide in the bushes behind a church and rub their junk on each other's butts. They said it felt good, so I joined them a few times. Still feel weird about this now, but less about it being gay. And more that it happened to me when I was so young. Strange.
What's your take on this one?
This immediately makes me think of a poem by China's most renowned calligrapher.
Okay.
And it's about...
called Junk Butt?
It's called Rub My Junk on Your Butt. No, it's like, it's super old. It's like centuries and centuries and centuries old. And it's like the best calligrapher. And I don't even understand what that means because it's all just so much like chicken scratch, right? he transcribed this poem and it was owned by all these kings and they have their stamp on it and they're so proud of owning it. And it's about people in the Chinese army, dudes just having sex with each other and it talks about like whatever way you want to do it, you know, we can do it now because we're awesome and young and old and everybody's here and having fun.
That's great.
Those are the actual words.
Kings.
They're like Beach Boys lyrics.
Kings love that stuff.
Yeah. Emperors.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm going to look it up and I'll add it to the
show. Oh, that would be great. Yeah. I'm interested to see it. So that's where your mind goes with this?
Yeah. So it's a completely normal thing for like 9th century China.
Okay. I have to say that I kind of remember, I don't have anything that's quite like this. Mm-hmm. I do have some vague recollections of being little, like pretty little, mm-hmm. and not even really knowing what was going on, mm-hmm. and maybe doing something with, like taking my clothes off with friends.
Just being naked, yeah.
Yeah, or yeah, something like that, where we didn't know what we were doing, but just was naked time in the garage or something. But never any junk to butt contact.
Junk to butt.
Junk
to butt contact.
That does seem. I don't know. I have heard about things like this happening with little kids, where maybe like some kid sees their parents or something, and then they want to try some imitation of it.
You know what? I've got something.
Do you? Because I feel like particularly, I think there was something where there was. I don't remember if someone told me about it or it was from a book or something, but where the kids would play a game where they would just lay on top of each other. No interaction, no contact or anything. But that's just that. That's what they thought. Mm-hmm. That adults were doing. So one of them would lay there and the other one would lay on top of them like
just mom felt and daddy good. Did.
Yeah, you just lay there and you like it.
Yeah, that makes me think of a comic, but I don't remember what it was. But my secret, my reveal.
Okay.
My mom told me recently, or my sister was talking about it. She likes to make fun of me.
Okay.
She's talking to my mom about this and was saying that when I was a baby, like still in diapers, I just had some like weird little erection when they were changing my diaper.
Okay.
And I don't know, like.
You had a baby boner?
Yeah. I don't know why. I think it's just the thing that happens. I've never had a baby, so I don't know how babies work.
Okay.
But I just had a little baby boner for no reason. And my sister was making fun of me for it. Like.
All these years
20,
later.
21, 22 years later.
If that's all your sister has to make fun of you, I think you've done well. Good job.
It's just the imagery of it is so strange
little,
to me.
The little Mari's baby.
I don't know why that happens.
For some reason, when I picture you as an infant, you still have your glasses. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about the junk butts? Junk in the trunk?
About JTB contact? No, not really.
Okay. It sounds feeling weird about it happening when you're young. I think like we just said, just stuff happens when you're a kiddo. And that doesn't mean it's perverse or weird. I think kids just don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're trying to emulate adults or whatever. It doesn't sound like any harm was done.
Yeah, and this person sounds like they're okay with it.
Yeah, okay, just hide in the bushes.
That's all.
Yeah. Speaking of sisters, Mari.
I recently found out that my sister has never had an orgasm in her life. This blew my mind as I masturbate. that sounds a little weird.
Whoa.
this blew my mind because I masturbate every morning and evening and get regular sex from my boyf. I have at least 2 orgasms a day and can't imagine going through life without even one. I wish I could help her, maybe give her some advice or tips, but I know that it would be the creepiest conversation in the world.
Why? What do you think about this?
I think they can listen to at least the Dan Savage podcast. Are we allowed to talk about other podcasts on this podcast?
I think we've talked about Savage Love before.
Yeah.
I feel like I always cut it out.
And specifically, I think this was something that he got and he was like, just make them listen to my podcast.
What was the, just the dulcet tones of his voice?
Yeah, that's it. And then you'll just.
I mean, we feel like we've talked about this before. You can get some tools to give you a hand.
Oh yeah. But I mean,
but if it's your sister,
she's asking about helping a sister. Yeah.
Sister, give her a gift certificate to Babeland.
Is that what's up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Can you do that? If she, okay, well, actually, there's 2 ways this could go down. If she confided this to you, which is, how else would you know?
Yes.
If she said this to you, I think it's, maybe she's asking for help and just doesn't know how to ask, or it wouldn't be weird if you offered some help. If you found it out in a weird way, shame on you. how did you find that out? I was involved with a young lady who had a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
She'd had a couple, but very few, had a lot of problems with it.
And then she met you.
Well, it took some doing.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, I don't mean to say that.
No, I know, like I know.
A boast, but we figured it out.
Yeah.
We worked it out. It was just a matter of, I think so much of it's mental and so much is mm-hmm. of it's being in the right frame of mind and right situation and everything, yeah. in addition to doing the right things. But I mean, we figured it out.
Yay.
We're a team.
Yeah.
Go team. And if she said this to you, it sounds like you could give her some advice.
Yeah.
Right?
I hope that the sister has, or I don't know. I kind of hope that the sister doesn't have someone in her life right now who is
not
able to.
Not doing it right.
Because that's an awkward situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Gift certificate of Babeland doesn't sound bad.
Or just leave vibrators laying around.
No, that is the worst idea.
And if your sister asks about it, say that it's for home defense.
Oh, for later? Yeah, a bunch of vibrators with glass shards on them? Yeah. No, that's okay.
No, that's probably not okay. Well, if she came to you with it and said it, then I think you are okay with delivering some information back. If she didn't come to you and say it, I don't know why you know that.
Yeah. Maybe not a vibrator act, or maybe not a gift certificate, but maybe like, hey, this is my favorite, this and that, you know?
Even
some, like, make it less intimidating.
I'm pretty sure Babeland even has a little little classes. They've got info on their website. If she really wants to, I think she can.
She just doesn't know what she's missing. That's all.
Maybe she just doesn't. I don't know. It may not be quite as big a deal to her too. Maybe it's just not as.
But she doesn't know what she's missing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's got to be what it is.
Well, maybe not.
But you know, if she doesn't know, either way, she doesn't know what she's missing.
Okay.
So
she's truly never.
She probably isn't going to make as much of an effort, I think, if mm-hmm. she hasn't already.
Do you think that the sister should just leave a lot of vibrating things under all the seats of the house?
No, that's probably weird.
If suddenly all of the chairs and the couch,
everything is shaking.
The toilet seat just.
How would you even do that?
I don't know. I didn't say it was going to be easy.
Okay.
Give your sister a hand. If she told you that, she probably wants some help. Help her out. Be a good sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next, Brian?
I was 3 months away from getting married when a high schooler won my fiance's heart. They are now engaged, and I've been able to dedicate my whole life to being an artist. But I carefully regulate how much of my work I put out there for fear of further psychological games from her.
So, in general, Mariah and I try not to discuss the submissions too much before we come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be fresh, we're going to be ready to talk. Sometimes a little bit slips out, and we seem to be at an impasse. Here.
Yeah,
because to me this scenario is this was written by a girl.
Uh-huh.
The former fiance was a guy. The high schooler was a girl, and who is threatening psychological games.
Yeah,
is the high schooler,
which I don't see at all.
Mari does not see that.
I think it's a guy writing in, and his fiance was a woman, and this high schooler is a boy.
And the psychological games. So you think even just dating the high schooler counts as a psychological game? Because in my mind, it was something So this person is an artist. They're afraid to put their work out there because they don't want the psychological games.
Mm-hmm.
So barring our disagreement, just moving past that.
Yeah.
What kind of psychological games are we talking about? What are we worried about? What kind of mind games are going to happen if I, as you know, the author of this, put my artwork out there for the world to see?
I imagine that it's just any sort of contact with this fiance. I think it's these old lovers talking at all. There are games that will be played.
Sure. But what, putting my work out there? I mean, on the one hand, I think you're handling it well. If you're trying to channel this into your work, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And we've come out as being in favor of that before.
Yeah.
And that is fantastic. But I'm a little worried about this situation where you're feeling like you can't get your work out there because you're afraid of some kind of comeuppance, some kind of attack, some mm-hmm. kind of something from this mysterious her.
Yeah.
So how does that play out in your mind, Mari? Is it this person's posting it on, you know, posting their stuff on DeviantArt?
And this person is
coming and putting hateful comments?
I'm hoping.
Is it a gallery? Are paintings being slashed? What is happening?
I just see it as like, oh, hey, I saw your painting, blah, blah, blah. And just like any sort of contact with this person that I don't think they want to. I don't think the caller, the writer, the person who mm-hmm. has the secret wants to talk to the fiance at all.
You don't think it's where something like she or he paints a painting and it's hung up in the gallery, and then the other person hangs a painting next to it that says that painting's stupid with an arrow pointing to it or something like that?
I don't think it's anything actually like physical happening.
It's all psychological.
Yeah.
These are all psychological.
Yeah, they're just games. They're just
I feel like there's got to be some venue for you to put your work out there without worrying about dealing with this person, right?
Yeah, I don't understand how. Don't let whoever her is control your life.
Don't let this her control you. Listen, maybe that's all we can say. I think we're both behind you 100% as far as channeling a difficult situation into your artwork, but it sounds like you're still letting that difficult situation hold you back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right?
So, yeah.
And on the other hand, if this is like some very intense Hannibal Lecter style psychological game, I think we want to know more. If these are, if these mind games are deadly,
what is happening here?
I don't know what is going on. Martin, rolling on.
Sure. Every girl I think is cute turns out to be very religious. As an atheist and skeptical person, I can't help but worry this will end up getting in the way of a relationship. Am I cutting myself off from good things or something that might work itself out? Or is it best to avoid these Jesus girls and keep looking for that cynic cutie? From Atheist and Alone.
I hesitate to start on this because I feel like I just won't shut up because I have a lot. There's lots on this topic. It's a topic I find very interesting.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think about this, Mario?
I'm just going to straight up say hold out.
And you want to elaborate on that?
Just who are all... I never meet religious people. I assume that you do not believe God exists because that's crazy to me.
Well, you're from the coast.
I'm from the left coast.
You're from the left coast.
The best coast.
And there's other people on the east coast. You may not know this, but there's a vast wasteland between those two coasts full of people that believe this very thing.
That's crazy.
So you think you stay away from these Jesus girls?
If your beliefs are I have friends who are religious, I guess, and I'm still friends with them. We just don't talk about that. And maybe that's bad for a relationship, but you can get along with people even if they believe in God, and as long as you're like on the same page about other things that matter.
I think you'd be friends, but we're talking, you know, this is a relationship.
Yeah.
This is a serious connection.
Yeah, I don't know how old this person is.
Well, I don't know. I don't even want to, I'm afraid to even get started. I will say this.
Okay.
Implicitly.
Yeah.
Whatever people want to deny or say anything else. If you believe in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you believe that people that don't believe in Jesus are going to hell.
You can Jesus was a person, I'm sure.
No. But if you don't get into heaven unless Jesus is your bro.
Yeah.
And those are the rules.
Okay, I see what
people try to soften that up or whatever and spin it different ways, but that's the case.
Yeah.
So you would be dating a girl that thinks you will spend all of eternity, forever and ever and ever, burning and burning forever in fire and brimstone in eternal misery.
Yeah.
And if you think that you can be in a healthy relationship where the other person deep in her heart of hearts believes that you will burn forever in eternity because you don't believe in the same imaginary bearded man
yeah.
that she does, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. I don't know what to say because I don't think I could ever do it.
Did you? Oh, I was going to ask, did you ever date someone like that?
No, I don't think I ever could. Okay. I am. Mm-hmm. This is probably not the time or the place to go into this, but man, I don't. It getting in the way, you say that you're worried that it's going to get in the way of a relationship.
It will.
Yeah.
It already has.
It will. It already is. If you're even thinking about this, it's causing problems, right?
Yeah. It's not like these religious girls are like going to throw themselves at you either as soon as you hook up.
I don't know.
Up.
Sometimes they go,
oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Actually, when you asked me a minute ago, yeah? I wasn't thinking.
Uh-huh.
At all.
That one time.
No, not that one time. For a very long time. That totally, I don't know how that even escaped me just because I had ceased to think of that way. Mm-hmm. The girl that I'd mentioned many times that I became involved with at 17 and was tangled up with for 10 years afterwards was a preacher's daughter.
The son of a preacher man?
Yeah.
No, daughter of a
preacher. Daughter of a preacher.
That's wrong. That's wrong
song.
She
was a preacher's daughter. And uh-huh.
Is there a song for that?
I'm afraid not. It made things very hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they did.
She would once in her dad's office. For
oh,
real.
Oh gosh, with like a painting of Jesus staring at you the whole time.
Oh man, I can't go into too much detail because I don't want to reveal anything. Because uh-huh. But I will say it was a very high profile church and at that time a very high profile city. Mm. And he was a relatively high profile person.
Awesome.
And in his office,
cool.
There were some sins happened.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but actually, in that case, the real divide wasn't necessarily. It was never so much about her belief against mine, which is maybe why it didn't come up when it didn't immediately come to mind when you asked me that a minute ago. Mm-hmm. The real problem in that situation was like her fidelity and dedication to her own father versus this dedication to this fella. I
interesting.
Probably goes without saying that I was not her father's favorite person.
Did you also ride a motorcycle at that time?
I did not. She drove me in her car. Oh. Man, she would get into trouble all the time. She would come to my house and her mom would come looking for it. When she came to my house, she had to hide her car because her parents would come looking.
Uh-huh.
She got grounded on prom and ran away. And her mom locked up her prom dress, so we had to get my sister to put together a makeshift prom dress for her.
Oh, man, I was hoping you had to break into the safe or whatever.
I don't think we could have made it. I don't think that we would have survived that house. She ran away, and we had to, my sister had to, through some miracle of older sisterness, mm-hmm. pop into the closet and come out with something fancy enough to pass for prom.
Mm-hmm.
It was oof, it was rough. And the other funny thing, it was the day of prom and she had run away and then had to walk all the way, I think from all the way across town, I think where her parents' church was, to back to my house, which was like, I think several hours of walking. So she was horribly sunburned. So she had a terrible sunburn and this makeshift prom dress. It was a rough prom.
How do they not come looking for her at prom?
It's always the last place you'll look. I have no idea. That's a great question.
It's weird.
Because that's, if you remember the story I told you about the house party where those parents came after.
Oh yeah.
And that's where the police came after us. It wasn't the same family, but it was those kind of parents. Like those. Oof.
Oh man.
Man. I don't know what to tell you, fella. If the girly, I don't think it can work. I think you're better off. Find some nice girl who believes in real things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, like magic.
Yeah, like magic is totally fine. Mm. Magic is completely real.
I'm a magic theist.
Yeah. Are we ready? Keep rolling.
I've been seeing a guy who is 4 years younger than me. College. He's a first-year student, and I'm about to graduate. I rarely notice our age difference, but I do notice the fact that he's still a virgin.
how did you notice?
You can tell, I think.
Okay.
Okay. We've talked about it, and it's not a matter of piety or religion. Yet I'm afraid to swipe his V card because of the attachment that can cause and the fact that I'm leaving in 3 weeks. That said, the sexual tension is going to make my brain explode. Do I let my head combust or do I possibly snap this boy's heart in half?
Mario, what do you think? Sounds like a hell of a send off.
I don't know, man.
She just, in 3 weeks, just graduation day and then she's gone? She's just out the door?
Yeah,
flying off to
throws that hat off and then jumps into a car.
Off to straight off to
Brazil,
Burlington, No, okay.
Burlington Coat Factory?
Yeah, Burlington Coat Factory. No, straight up to Brazil.
Gets to Brazil, yes.
Gets to Brazil. That's a great way to say goodbye.
I'm not sure if this is a dude or a lady, actually.
Oh, that's true. It's not there. I had assumed it was a lady.
I'm always impressed when people can manage to not reveal their gender. Yeah.
Snap this poison. Okay, well, lady or gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take, Mari?
I am.
Do you swipe that card?
Three weeks. That's I'm confused about the relationship as it is. If they haven't already done this,
My question is how long they've been going at it.
Yeah, like what? Say, do they? What are you guys doing?
Been dating for 3 days and you leave for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Maybe this is one of those situations where you got to put yourself on the other side of it and look back a little bit and mm-hmm. say, think about a year from now, looking back, are you going to tell yourself, man, I should have just done it. That guy was a hottie. Would have been great. Or do you say that was wise of me not to do that?
I feel like it's going to be wise of you not to do that because this is going to be his first time regardless. Or like he's going to have a first time and he's going to think about it forever
mm-hmm.
Regardless of what you do.
But you don't think that could be a pretty good first time for a fella? I feel like a good first time for a fella is different than a good first time for a young lady.
But for me, I think this is a guy writing in. I think this is a gay relationship.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the first time guy. Like from his perspective, regardless of the gender of who he's having sex with, it's his first time. So is it going to be awesome to be like, I lost my virginity to someone 4 years older than me before they graduated, and it was awesome?
I don't know.
Can you see that being kind of awesome?
But I'm just making this up kind of, but for gay people, I imagine that it's kind of like vampires.
Okay.
Where you're not gay until you actually have sex, you know?
Okay.
Like they bite you and then you're a vampire.
So this other guy's not gay.
And then you're linked to that person forever.
That's what he meant by attachment.
Yes.
So you think gay people and vampires operate basically on the same principle?
Yeah, exactly.
I can see that. Like the stake through the heart, I think is pretty.
And I'm like kind of kidding about this, but I'm also kind of serious about it. I think there will be like a strange attachment. Like it's a.
Well, I lost my virginity to that girl I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel a vampire-like attachment.
Mm-hmm. What's she doing right now? Is she making waffles?
Actually, it's sort of weird. I'm sure she's in Europe somewhere. She's probably not in Belgium.
Belgian waffles.
No. I think she's in Germany somewhere. She's probably waking up wherever she is.
Okay.
About now. Getting ready for her day.
With some waffles.
Probably with some sexy European dude. Thanks for bringing that in.
You're welcome.
Just literally wanted to picture was her with some sexy Euro dude. Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Yay.
Any advice? So you think probably not.
I as much as I tell people to just have sex with each other all the time, this one seems too, I don't know.
So who's he going to lose it to? Just some other goofball in college?
Just talk about it some more, please. Make your own decisions. This person.
Feel it out. If the tension's getting that crazy, you know what? Maybe let him make the move. How about maybe let him make the decision? If he makes the move, go for it. If not, does that sound safe? Does that sound okay? If he goes for it, don't stop him, but you don't feel like then you won't feel like you ushered it in.
Yeah, I think this person's just going to make themselves go crazy if they don't have sex and they're also going through graduation and finals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, he is worrying, or he or she is worrying about this young dude. And it's the worry is maybe all in their head.
Maybe, yeah, because maybe the other dude is thinking, like, maybe I'm not a hottie because this person doesn't want to have sex with me.
Just sex.
Sad story. I kind of like this next one, Mari.
Okay.
I'm excited about talking about this one.
I don't know. Okay. I used to role play on MySpace as a Bleach character. It took over my life for a good amount of middle school. Did you ever do that?
No.
Is this why you're excited?
I'm excited.
Have you
just
talked to this person?
This is the closest thing we've had to a secret identity revealed. Hmm. This is the closest thing we've had to a superhero revealing their alter ego.
I'm not going to break your heart.
Okay,
so just please continue. Okay.
Just in general, though, I think this is an interesting thing to think about because this is something. This kid is probably at school, just mild-mannered kid, mm-hmm. generic kid. Mm-hmm. Kid in class, who knows?
Yeah, cookie cutter kid.
Nobody knows anything about this kid.
Yeah.
And he has this secret alternate life. Just forget for a second that isn't real. And it happens on MySpace.
Yeah.
But this kid has this completely rich inner world that nobody else knows anything about.
And there maybe, are tons of kids like that, though.
But isn't that cool? You don't think that's kind of cool?
It's kind of cool sometimes. I don't know. There's a documentary. Actually, no, it's real. Yeah, it's called Darkon.
Okay.
And it's about LARPing.
Okay.
And there's this person who's been LARPing for 15 years, and it's out on the East Coast somewhere, I think. And they have this huge world built up, and it's like it's not like a tournament style, but there's tons and tons of members from like different quote unquote countries, and they're waging this war against each other, and there's all these politics involved, and some people. The trailer is amazing, and you should totally watch it. It's about how Darkon changed their life, and how when they go to Darkon, they can be in control, and be confident and talk to girls or like wenches or whatever they want to call them.
You know, it's so tricky because on the one hand, it's so easy to dismiss all of this as just so dorky, but on the other hand, I mean,
it's still about, real. Yeah,
thinking about people that maybe are kind of socially awkward, they don't fit in super well. You know, just for whatever reason, they're not meshing well with the life that they have to be in, particularly when you're in school. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you're in this middle school role. You don't play sports. You don't do the other kid things. Like, I think I can get behind that. Like, someone who, instead of just going home and watching TV, instead of just playing a video game, is really actively building their own world.
Okay. But this is being in character. This is just like, this isn't really world building. This is, it's acting.
But it's role playing. I don't know, Mari. I like it. I think it's I feel for those kids that just cannot, that this world is just not the right world for them.
I used to do something like this when I was younger, when chat rooms were just popping up. You would go in and you would be a different person. Like, so I would like, it's not that.
So did you pretend to be a teenage girl, Mari?
I pretended to be, well, I didn't have to pretend to be anything. I was just like, I was just who I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't a 10-year-old kid in the middle of California.
Yeah, well, sure. And from that, I guess I did that a lot too, just on IRC, mm-hmm. just very early on in high school when I didn't like people. That's who I really talked to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like this. I like that.
No, yeah, it's cute.
It's just, that there's,
it's weird.
He's got a big fantasy life that he's living to supplement his crummy life.
Yeah.
I can get behind that. Yeah. What's next, Brian?
In high school, I stole a computer from one of the computer labs. I dismantled the computer, and over the course of a week, I took one component home a day. I never stole anything before or after. Should I feel guilty for having stolen this device? After all, my taxes did go to pay for it.
First, I want to say, just so we're clear on the legal implications of this, this was not one theft of a computer, but because you stretched it out this way, you're guilty of a string of crimes.
It's multiple components, right?
Every component is a crime. So that's the first thing I want to cover.
Okay.
Second thing I want to cover, you know what this is, right? The Johnny Cash called, there's a Johnny Cash
called song. Multiple Component Theft?
Yeah. No, it's called One Piece at a Time. Oh. And the whole song is about how he worked at he got hired at a Cadillac factory.
Oh.
And he worked there for, I don't remember what it is. I don't know if he says exactly in the song, but for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And every day in his lunchbox would take home a little part. And then finally he retires. Finally has enough to build a whole Cadillac.
You can't build a goddamn car out of lunchbox parts.
Well, he would take the bigger parts, you know, in multiple lunchboxes. His buddy's mobile home.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. But he puts it all together. The problem is that it's from all these different years, so all the stuff doesn't match up.
Oh, Johnny Cash.
So there's like, you know, one fin on one side, but on the other side, one side has two taillights or headlights, one has another, but he gets it all together.
Uh-huh.
And it's a
So the moral of the story is that crime doesn't pay.
The moral of the story is crime is totally fine.
And it's just gonna be weird, that's all.
Yeah, you're gonna have a weird Cadillac.
But this is from one source.
It's from one source, so it's a little more excusable. Okay. Mari, what do you think about this?
I kinda hate schools. I'm assuming it's high school, so high school sucks. I don't think you should steal from them, but I don't really care.
Well,
and this is a public high school because it's taxpayer money.
Yeah, okay, well, here's the thing about the taxes thing. That is an awful excuse.
Yeah, that's not a reason to do anything.
No, not at all. That's a terrible reason. That is an absurd reason. One, it probably wasn't your taxes. It was probably your parents.
Yeah.
Two, your taxes, that's not...
That's not how it works.
That's not how taxes work. That's not how it works. This is just one of those things where you try to come up with a reason that it's okay for you to do something that you shouldn't have done. Like, what?
Everyone should steal computers from their school then, right?
Then everybody should. Yeah. Although, you know, that argument too is always funny. Like, what if everybody did this? If everybody did something, it would be legal. Like, that's just, then if everyone did something, that's what society is.
Right.
So that argument never works either. Like, what if everybody stole computers? Well, then that would just be how our society.
Well, I just mean, what if more people stole computers?
No, I know. I know what you mean. I wasn't directly.
I'm not offended at all.
Yeah. Should you feel guilty? I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
Was it okay? No.
You shouldn't justify your reasoning.
No, your justification is ridiculous. Was it a good computer? Do high schools have good computers?
No, they don't. They have terrible computers.
Can you play Oregon Trail on them?
I don't. You might be able to, but
how did they not notice?
You can steal a disk.
My high school did not have enough computers for you to get away with one without notice.
I don't even. Okay, I can understand all the parts, but like the frame, the itself,
chassis.
Yeah, the chassis.
The case. I don't know. We've got one more.
Okay.
This one, I feel like this is important. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is. We throw a lot of, you know, help and advice out there that may or may not stick. I feel like this is somewhere where we can make a difference.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I don't have much confidence in myself for this one.
Okay, yeah, we probably can't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let's go ahead.
I have a super crush on Mia Schwartz.
So that's a super crush.
A super crush. And they have a capitalized have. Okay. I have a super crush on Mia Schwartz. We go to the same school, but I don't know how to tell her. What should I do?
So this is internet superstar, Mia Schwartz.
Mia Schwartz.
She's currently attending SVA, I think.
I believe, yeah.
In the cartooning program. Mm-hmm. She's way out of this guy's league, obviously.
Probably.
How is he going to win her heart?
He has to make a Pokemon webcomic about absent fathers.
Did you win her heart, Mike?
I might have won her heart a little bit.
Oh, man. No, really, she does some good stuff. I mean, her seminal work, her mm-hmm. masterpiece, her opus at this point is about slapping boners mm-hmm. around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I forget the exact phrasing.
It's like, I want to slap your boner, just want to slap it around a little bit, something like that.
Okay. So we've got, I feel like, you know, in light of this, we've got some insight into her.
Mm-hmm.
You've won her heart. She's in love with you.
No, she's not. How? I don't think she is.
What can we do? He goes to school with her. He's in the mix. He's there on the ground. He's mm-hmm. on ground zero. He's got information that
I don't think you want to talk about ground zero.
Ryan, that word was
too soon.
That word's been around longer than that. He's there. He's in the mix. He's on the floor. What's he got to do? What is he going to do to win her heart?
Mia Schwartz hangs tight with some pretty cool dudes.
Okay.
I think you just have to be awesome and
so he's got to be the coolest dude.
Yeah. She hangs out with Anna Monoguchi
mm-hmm.
and she hangs out with, I don't know, Lamar Abrams.
Uh-huh.
Who sounds like a basketball player, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's a cartoonist.
He's the point man.
The point man.
77s.
What are you talking about? You obviously okay. That's nice. I did not expect such a horrible little retort from you.
Okay, yes. World famous basketball superstar.
Lamar Abrams.
Okay.
Anyway, she's amazing and she's awesome. Yeah, you just gotta be awesome.
So I'm guessing that everybody at SVA has a crush on her, right?
I don't know. I feel like she might have some enemies too.
But... And I might have just written this off. It's no big deal, just another crush. But Mari, this is a super crush.
Oh, right. That's true. They dropped the S-bomb.
A super crush is, I think it ranks, it's above love. I think it's above in love, but it's below true love.
Oh, I should drop some of these.
You're right, isn't it? I think it goes like crush, then love, then in love, then super crush.
Super crush.
Then true love. Right?
You sure?
No, I'm not sure of that. But I feel like it's important.
I think super crush is like the maximum amount of crush that's you can have.
The most possible.
Tell her, I guess. I don't think she likes cowards.
Yeah,
so
don't be a
you're
coward.
Not off to a good start.
But should you be awesome first?
She's also a person and you can talk to her and she's 19, so she's not like an amazing old lady.
Some old broad.
I think, you've got the age thing, you know. If you go to school with her, you're 18.
You're a kiddo too.
At the least.
Man, what do you do when you have a super, I don't know. Putting myself back in that era, how I would handle a crush. There are girls, you know, mm-hmm. I had a super crush on a girl.
Yeah? Was it me?
Yeah. No, when I was 19. Uh-huh. I had a super crush on a girl.
For some reason, I thought that when you were 19, you also went to school with us, but you were not 19 when you went to school with us.
No, I was
19
a long time ago.
Yeah. I got confused.
Yeah, I had a super crush on a girl, and I guess I did what you're saying. I had to out-awesome everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
There was no other, she was just the most awesome girl, and that was the only thing I could do. It was not easy. There were lots of awesome dudes,
mm-hmm.
and I pulled it off for a while.
Yeah.
Did not end well.
What did you do to be awesome? Did you pop a wheelie?
I took her to Six Flags.
Six Flags. Wow. that's it?
No, I don't know. There was just whatever. I did a lot of ridiculous things when I was 19. That's when I worked on the sign crew. I was just doing crazy things every day. Mm-hmm. I did crazy things for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And so I won her heart for a while.
Okay.
And then I lost it.
Okay.
Super crush can't last forever. That's what they say about super crushes.
Is that the new James Bond movie? Super crushes can't last forever.
Man, it's two steps, I guess. Just get awesome and then talk to her, right?
Or just talk to her because she's also a person.
Yeah, just talk to her.
She's nice. She's super nice.
Yeah, come on. That's the end of it. Unless you have, that's.
I don't know. I want to talk about Mia some more just because she's cool.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She's pretty. Do you have a super crush on her?
Yeah, I have a little baby super crush.
Just a little guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's nice. That's nice. We've only met
one. Do you have a little baby boner?
No, don't talk about that. Right. No. Oh, God. Gross.
My.
No, we've only met one time, but I feel like we're pretty good pals now.
You really hit it off.
I think so. I feel like I was super awkward when I met her, though. I was just like maybe a little jet lagged and tired and...
Do you think she thinks of you as a real creepo weirdo?
Yeah, I think she hates me.
Yeah, she probably hates you.
Probably. I probably shouldn't
have good
a super
news,
crush on her.
Which is good news for this guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the end of that's the end of it. Do we have anything we need to talk about? Anything to cover? Any show notes? I don't know what we have in the show notes other than, yes, we do have the possibility in the coming weeks of some special mystery guests.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for our 15th anniversary extravaganza,
yeah,
but also for our Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're pretty jazzed about it. I think we're excited next week to potentially have a woman's touch on the show, which we've only had once,
mm-hmm.
which would be nice. And I'm excited about it. Get some fresh blood up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it happens.
A little musty because it didn't happen last week.
Well, there was just some... She was in Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii sometimes just gets in the way of everything.
She was luau-ing and hula dancing.
Eating poi.
I don't think she eats poi.
Mm. What do you eat there? Pineapples?
Pineapples.
She's probably just eating some pineapples.
And Lay's.
Getting laid.
No, I mean she's eating the Lay's.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're
Lay's edible. Chips.
Yeah, Lay's, Lay's brand chips. So look forward to that. And I think that's it. You guys know all this business, right? You know, you want to tweet at us. You put at Kiss and Tellcast in the tweet. You want to check us out on Tumblr. It's kissandtellcast.tumblr.com. You want to do some stupid thing on Facebook. You can go and like us on Facebook. We also learned, thanks to Schmidt, he told us that there are actually discussion features, and we added one. I don't think anyone used it.
Oh yeah, that's something we can talk about.
The discussion thing.
Schmidt added a discussion on Facebook and was wondering what people's favorite quotes were.
Somebody quoted you on Twitter, which I really enjoyed this one. That you when you said that you know all theories about cats.
Oh, I forgot that I said that. I wasn't sure.
I kind of forgot you said it too. I did like it. Yeah. So why not go do that? Go.
Yeah.
Schmidt is kind of the treasurer, secretary, archivist, president of the Kiss and Tellcast fan club.
Mm-hmm.
He's our number one fan. So go check that out. We did add a discussion forum. If you guys want to use it, it's there. We don't care.
It's really weird.
It's kind of weird. This is just all in lieu of us going through all the trouble to set up a forum and then have just Schmidt sign up and nobody else.
Well, I mean, we've got We don't have that many, but we have 100 people at least.
Yeah, we got some people on there. Page. So go like us on Facebook. Go say something on that dumb thing. We don't care. But if you do have something to say about a particular episode, that's a place to
just
do it.
Just go over there. Go over there and write poop or something.
Yeah, you know your brother's gonna do that.
Remember? Right? Yeah. No, he's not. He doesn't listen to the show. He should be studying.
Yeah, studying his homework.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go do that stuff. And as always, the most important thing you can do is go to kissandtellcast.com/tell and send us some secrets. Please tell your friends, tell somebody. I feel like we had a great bunch of secrets last week. It was a little more sparse this week, but not too bad. But I feel like we've plateaued a little bit, Mari.
We say that all the time.
We're old hat, Mari. We jumped the shark. It's over.
I don't know.
Nobody cares about us anymore.
Man.
We're doing that thing where you bring in like the cute nephew, cute cousin. That's how Leonardo DiCaprio got his start, Mari.
On Growing Pains?
Mm-hmm. And that's how...
Starring Kirk Cameron and...
Some other people.
Lady
Tracy
Girl.
Gold, is that what her name is? Yeah, so do all that stuff. You know all these drills, and that's it, right?
What's the dad's name?
Dad Thick. That's... Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think that's
it. Is it Father Thick? that is it for episode 14. Thank you for listening, and we will hear from you next week.
Okay, bye. Kiss and Tell Cast.